All right, now we got something that could be really special animation wise, or it could be really lame animation wise. There's been so many animated adaptations of this property right here. I can't keep up. There was something somebody told me, you know, animation series wise, that I didn't know until yesterday, I think. And that just goes to show, man, for one, how many different variations of these characters we've seen on screen, whether it's the big screen, little screen, and just overall how popular this property is, man. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, if I'm not mistaken, they started off as like a, I don't know if they started off as a comic strip at first and then transitioned into a comic book, but they had some humble beginnings, you know, before that animated TV series and before that arcade game that I'm pretty sure people like myself spent countless fucking quarters on trying to beat the shit out of everybody. That was one of the best arcade games back in the day, next to the Simpsons arcade game. That's, listen, whole nother topic, man. But, you know, I was holding out a little bit to do a trailer reaction to this, but they dropped the casting, the voice actors and actresses for this shit, and I said, oh, this is interesting. This is like a plethora of voice actors they put together that I would have never expected them to you know, have put together on screen. Definitely not for this. Not for the Ninja Turtles, man. But, you know, while I said I was going to hold out on doing a trailer reaction and then I changed my mind when they dropped it, I felt like it was the wise thing to do. And, you know, wise man said forgiveness is divine, but never pay full price for late pizza. I feel like that is one of the most fitting and satisfactory lines in the entire Ninja Turtle franchise. I'm talking like animation, live action, whatever. That line right there, I'm telling y'all, like, if we can harp back, let's harp back to that first Ninja Turtles movie, the big screen adaptation, the live action adaptation of Ninja Turtles. I think it came out in 1990, 1991, no later, if I'm not mistaken. But let's just say 90 for the sake of argument. I remember seeing that movie, man, and I'm gonna keep it a bean with y'all, like I always do. I still get goosebumps watching that movie to this day. Yes, the Jim Henson, you know, animatronics and puppeteering effects, they are dated. You know, it was 1990, so the Turtles and Splinter, it's dated. You know, it looks rubber and it looks like puppeteering. However, there is something going on in that original Ninja Turtles movie that no other reboot, I don't give a fuck if it's live action, animation, that they will never capture. And that is the heart and soul of that movie, at its core. That movie is so emotional. That movie is so entertaining. It's so fucking hilarious. It's so dark in tone, man. A lot of people don't give it credit for how mean-spirited that movie can actually get. You know, that movie takes you through a bunch of different emotions, man. Not to mention Casey Jones. Listen, Casey Jones, Elias Cotier, I used to call him Elias Keats, but the guy that plays Casey Jones, man, arguably one of the best fucking characters adapted from a comic book or whatever you want to call it. Just, he's one of the most badass characters of all time. So to see him just go back and forth with April O'Neil and like their whole interactions, that little shithead Danny, I fucking hated Danny and still do to this day. Nothing against the actor, but I hate Danny in the original Ninja Turtles movie. Charles and what's the guy's name? Chief something, whatever the guy is, whoever he is with the fat head. He almost looks like, he looks like fucking Saddam Hussein if he shaved his mustache off. And just the turtles in general, man, Shredder's in there and Master Tasu, like even fucking Sam Rockwell has a cameo in that first Ninja Turtles movie, man. It's a classic. And, you know, one of the things I do give credit, I give the credit where the credit's due with that. I think it was 2016 or 2015 when it came out with the reboot of the CG live action reboot. It has a lot of callbacks to that first movie, and it's not as bad as people make it out to be. I feel like we were very hard on that reboot a long time before it came out, because we were so, you know, the purists out there were just stuck on that first movie. And there's people that are fans of the second movie and the third movie. I remember seeing the second movie, I was always a little confused because I thought Shredder died, but he came back as Super Shredder. Kevin Nash played him. And then you had those fucking Bebop and Rocksteady knockoffs. What was it, a cat and a turtle that got mutated? Then you had everybody's favorite white rapper, Vanilla Ice, who popped up and he had the Go Ninja, Go Ninja, Go song. Listen, Secret of the Ooze, if we're going to talk about the sequel for a second, Secret of the Ooze was a fucking hit. It was a banger. People couldn't wait to go see this movie, man. And everybody was excited to see it. Everybody was excited to talk about it. But when you go back and watch it, I mean, I did also like Kino in that movie. But when you go back and watch it, it's like, it's got a lot of problems and it was a bit of a step down while they tried to step things up, you know, in comparison to that first movie. The third movie, Turtles in Time, it's a shitty fucking film. It's terrible. It's straight up garbage. You know, the other animated series and animated movies I have not caught up on, and definitely not have caught up on, because my daughter's not the biggest Ninja Turtles fan. She's tried it, but it's not really her thing. I stick with the original. I do go back and watch the reboot and Out of the Shadows at, you know, every once in a while. Out of the Shadows is probably the closest we're going to get to the cartoon, if you want to keep it a beam, because they do what Mortal Kombat Annihilation did, only it's not as bad given the context and the concept. You know, they give you the Turtles. They give you Casey Jones, who was fucking terrible. They give you Bebop and Rocksteady, who were solid. They give you Shredder back. They give you Krang. I almost called him Kang the Conqueror for a second. But yeah, they give you everything. They throw everything at the wall. They give you Baxter. You know, the Tyler Perry played the doctor who was going to turn into the Fly at some point. Baxter Stockman, I think his name is. But, you know, I'm rambling on, people. I say all that to say this. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutant Mayhem, has dropped its first trailer. And I'm excited for it, man. There is some cast in here that I do feel like it, I don't know, it might leave people a little shell-shocked. No? No? Is this thing on? Hold on. I don't know. This thing is not on. It may or may not be. Bad jokes galore are always going to pop up on... I know I got on everybody's nerves just now with that. I could not hold that back. But I'm so fucking serious. No pun intended, man. There is, like, there's casting out here that everybody is just in their fucking panties about, man. But the casting is definitely what made me want to do this trailer reaction, man. You've got Brady Noon doing Raphael's voice, and if I'm not mistaken, this is the kid from the Mighty Ducks. Is he from the Mighty? Yep, the Mighty Ducks Game Changers. He's like the lead kid in there. Nicholas Cantu as Leonardo. Shaman Brown Jr. doing the voice of Michelangelo, who plays Papa in The Shy. So big ups to him. And you've got Mika Abbey doing Donatello's voice. Hannibal Buress playing, you know, doing the voice of Genghis Frog. Post Malone doing Ray Filet. Ray Filet, let me tell y'all something. For all my gamers out there, when I had Sega Genesis and I used to play Ninja Turtles Tournament Fighters, Ray Filet was a pain in the fucking ass, man. When you play like the, you know, the regular one-player mode, swear to God, he was a pain in the ass. Ice Cube voicing Superfly. You've got this actress named Ayo Edebiri, and she's doing the voice of April O'Neil. And this is what I meant by the whole shell shock bad joke, is that everybody's like, oh my God, they made April O'Neil black and this, that, and other. Well, I got a news flash for certain people. I'm not a fact checker of any kind. I hate those types of motherfuckers that have nothing better to do with their time. But it is my understanding that April O'Neil was originally written to be, you know, someone of either mixed ethnicity or just black. And I don't know how much truth it is to that. I got to do some research, but it is to my understanding that that is a thing. And her character may or may not have been whitewashed. And if her character was whitewashed for the sake of the comics and or not the comics, but the sake of the series and the movies and shit, then you motherfuckers out there are going to be salty. Who cares if April O'Neil is black in this shit? I know I don't care. Four of the main fucking characters are green. And Splinter's fucking brown. Because he's like, listen, Ray Filet is blue. Isn't he blue or some shit? Listen, it's all types of colors in this motherfucker. So let's not do that. Let's not do it, man. And that's all I'm going to say with it. I'm all here for the diversity. Big shouts out to this actress for landing the voice role. I love it. Paul Rudd is doing the voice of Mondo Gecko. Giancarlo Esposito, of all people, is doing the voice of Baxter Stockman. You got Jackie fucking Chan doing the voice of Master Splinter. If that, and John Cena's Rocksteady, Seth Rogen's Bebop, Maya Rudolph is Cynthia or Ultron. Like, this voice cast is stacked top to bottom. Whether I like some of these voice actors or not, it's notable names that people recognize. And I'm cool with that, man. I'm definitely cool with that. So I don't know what to expect. I know the Turtles animation wise, they look fucking strange in this one. I don't know, like, it's just the designs. They just look very different. Am I expecting something action-packed like Fast and Furious to blow me away? Nah. No, I'm not looking for nothing like that. I'm just looking for, maybe this can be something where, you know, my daughter will want to turn it on, or maybe I'll tell her, like, baby, you want to watch Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem? And we both end up liking it, or maybe she wants to, you know, force me to watch it. Whatever it is, I'm hoping it's something I can actually sit through. I'm not really expecting a whole bunch. I'm expecting the turtles to be turtles, man. This is an animated movie that they're doing, man. And that being said, shout out to Kino Check for dropping this yesterday. I know I'm late to the party, and I know this is a long-ass intro, people, but nonetheless, man, let's get into this trailer reaction for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem. I will hit the play button in 3, 2, 1. Oh, come on, Disney. This is another fucking Star Wars ad. My apologies, people. Yep, it was Obi-Wan, but we be over that. Let's get into it. From permanent teenager Seth Rogen. That's funny. A new generation of heroes will rise straight from the sewer.
Let's try that again, but with ninja stars.
Hey, why do we pick a fruit shaped exactly like my head?
Just stop talking, you're ruining my concentration.
You're fine, chill.
Fuck that.
Wait, did you hear that? What was that?
Well, nothing we can do.
They murdered somebody. Good fucking job.
What the heck are those things?
Those are like little Shreks to me.
Little Shreks. This animation, like, in motion, it doesn't look as bad as I thought. Ooh. Oh, shit. That's that Ace Ventura moment right there.
So, you were baby turtles who made contact with mystery goo.
Well, we prefer the term ooze, but yeah.
It's like more, like, it's just nice.
It rolls off the tongue better, yeah.
Ooze.
Ooze.
It's nice, right?
It's ooze. Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, okay. August 2023. Listen, people. I don't want to make comparisons here, but I feel like I have to because prior to watching the trailer, I had mentioned, you know, if my daughter wants to watch this or if I want to try to get her to watch it, whatever the case may be. I feel like if I can deal with a resurgence of Rugrats episodes that they brought on Paramount Plus, and which actually weren't all that bad. They looked a little different. You can tell, like, the trained eye who grew up on the Rugrats, you know when the Rugrats look different. You know when your favorite characters look different. But it wasn't all that bad overall, man, the episodes that me and my daughter watched. But I feel like if I can get through that shit, I can definitely get through this. I like the interactions with the turtles. There's not really a lot that they give you here except interaction with the turtles and some dialogue. The humor, I like the humor. The humor is definitely there. Excuse me. I like that they've got, you know, kid actors that are teenagers for the most part. I like that, man. You don't want to get fucking, you know, 87-year-old voice actors to do the voice of somebody that just dropped my keys on the floor. I'm not going to lie. That scared the shit out of me just now because I forgot my keys were in my pocket. But you want to get teenagers to voice the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, man. I can appreciate that. That's method casting right there, if that makes any fucking sense whatsoever. But I like the interactions. Like, I'm not going to lie, one of my favorite parts in this trailer is when that Sai goes into, was that Michelangelo's leg? Or was it Donatello? I don't remember, but it went into somebody's leg. And the way that he paused and then screamed, I made the Ace Ventura reference because it reminded me of when the spears went into Ace Ventura's leg and he almost doesn't respond right away. And it's almost like that going into shock type of thing. But listen, I like the interactions with the turtles. Like I said, the animation does not look as bad as I thought it was going to look. I saw the thumbnails all around and the pictures that were promoting the trailer, but I held out on watching it, obviously. But I was like, yeah, this animation looks sketchy as fuck, man. It looked almost, you know, until I saw it live action, almost as bad as, what was it, The Return of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? It was some series that I think they put on Netflix where the turtles, the animation on the turtles is god-awful. I know that with every adaptation, you want to take liberties on what the turtles look like. They even did that with the, With every adaptation, you want to take liberties, but they did that with the live action reboot in the 2000s. I really want to say 2016, but they gave the turtles nostrils. I don't remember if they looked like that in the original. I'm pretty sure they didn't, but they gave the turtles nostrils. They were like, they literally were mutations. They did not really look like the turtles that we've come to know and love. And that's one thing that can really throw people off. When you drastically change the look of these beloved, like, titular characters, then it's going to throw a lot of people off, man. And then you got the people out there, the entitled motherfuckers that always scream, oh, it's not comic book accurate. I'm not really one of those people, because I'm not going to sit up here like I was the biggest comic book geek of all time. I wasn't. It really wasn't until a couple years prior to, and when I started doing the podcast, that I went back to these comics, man, to get source material right, to understand characters and understand storylines and understand when they change certain storylines or character arcs around to match this and match that, and so on and so forth, man. So I'm not one of those people that cries about how it's not comic book accurate. If you want to take the creative liberties and artistic liberties, I think that's what you should do to make the property your own. But the turtles live action in this, they look decent, man. They really do. They look like, it's almost like somebody graffitied this whole thing and it came to life, like motion graffiti in a way. And it doesn't bother me at all, man. I was a lot concerned with those thumbnails of what it looked like, but seeing them move around is great, man. I love April O'Neil. Black April O'Neil, man. I love that they gave her twisties or locks, whatever they gave her. I love that, man, because you want representation on screen. And I could give a fuck about anybody that's crying about it, man, because, you know, you're crying about April O'Neil being black in a fucking animated film that is about four mutated turtles who are being raised by a mutated rat. So, I feel like those people definitely need reality checks in their lives. But let's watch it one more again, people. See what we can see here. Like I said, it's not really a lot to dive into and pick apart, but I like what I see. And I do like that shot of the city. Almost looks like a matte painting. And they're acting like teenagers. Exactly
like my head. Stop talking. You're ruining my concentration.
You're fine. Chill. He's gonna die.
Wait, did you hear that? What was that?
Well, nothing we can do. You guys wanna grab pizza?
Terrible. This obnoxious ass car in the background, people.
What the heck are those things?
They look like little Shreks to me.
Oh, it was Donatello who got stabbed. Just getting into all kinds of shit.
So, you were baby turtles who made contact with mystery goo.
Well, we prefer the term ooze, but yeah.
It's like more like, it's just nice.
It rolls off the tongue better, yeah.
Ooze. Like that shit right there? That shit seems like it's a mixture of like scripted and improv. But I feel like that moment right there, I'm hoping that means that these voice actors have solid chemistry together. And this is something that I really never thought about until just now. I swear to God, y'all. I never really thought about how voice actors have to have chemistry as opposed to live action actors who are actually on the scene together. I never really thought about that, man. And it's like, does that translate? Like, if two actors or actresses don't get along, I'm pretty sure they can film their scenes or record their scenes separately. But I'm wondering how well does that or does it not translate on screen? I never really thought about that. But it sounds like those four could be in the same room and do like a table read and bounce well off of each other. I don't know if I'm just making like a bold assumption right now, But maybe that's just, you know, maybe that's just me having a little bit of hope in this, man. Like I said, I don't watch a lot of animation, but this is something I feel like even if I don't watch it with my daughter, I feel like I might be able to enjoy this. And one of the things I also love about this trailer, before I wrap this up, I love that we haven't seen much of anybody else yet. We have not seen, as far as I'm concerned, we haven't seen Baxter. We haven't seen, let me look at all the characters that were in here. I don't know if we've seen Leatherhead, Mondo Gecko, Baxter Stockman. We've seen Bebop and Rocksteady, rightfully so. Like, have we seen Wingnut? Have we seen Cynthia Ultron? Have we seen Superfly? Have we seen Ray Filet, Genghis Frog? Ray Filet, like, Post Malone doing Ray Filet. Listen, y'all, I gotta be real. I gotta keep it a bean with y'all. I think just seeing, when I saw Post Malone was doing Ray Filet, I was like, that motherfucker? Not even Post Malone. While I don't listen to his music, I think he's an awesome human being, man. The way he interacts with his fans, I think he's like a well-spoken guy in his interviews. I like that type of shit. But I wasn't saying this motherfucker as in regards to Post Malone. I'm saying this motherfucker because when I'm telling y'all, man, and am I saying the name wrong? Ray Filet? I think it's Ray Filet because they spell it like fish filet. But Ray Filet, like, that motherfucker was haunting my dreams at some point, man, because I could not beat him at some point in time when I played Tournament Fighters. He was one of the hardest motherfuckers to beat next to Casey Jones, man. Casey Jones was hard to beat because, hold up, which reminds me, where the hell is Casey Jones? I don't see any voice actors for Casey Jones. I don't see no mentions of him, no nothing. You can't do this without Casey Jones. I know it's focused on the mutants, Mutant Mayhem. And you got to have April O'Neil as far as the human characters go. She's priority. But can we get Casey Jones in there? Like, are we going to get a black Casey Jones? I don't know. Oh, my God. You think people's panties are in a bunch about a black April O'Neil? Do you get a black Casey Jones? Have, like, Idris Elba voice him. I don't even know why. I think because Idris Elba, we're talking animation, and he did a decent job voicing Knuckles, but I don't think Idris Elba should do Casey Jones. I feel like it should be somebody with a different type of edge. I was going to say a bit more edge, but I didn't want to disrespect Idris Elba like that, man. I'm still rooting for him to play James Bond or be in his own spy flick or something like that. Or get a Bloodsport spinoff. I don't know. Idris, if you ever decide to listen to the Tudor Reviews podcast, just drop me a line. I guarantee you it'll be a nice interview. It'll be fun. It'll be solid. But here I am trying to plug shit on my own shit. Rightfully so, people. I need to get these... I be trying to plug shit because I want to get these celebrities on here, man. I don't mind interviewing anybody, but I need the big names. Like, I need Idris Elba and Jamie Lee Curtis and John Carpenter and shit like that. I don't know. Will they ever hear this? Find out next time. But people, y'all already know where to go, man. And if y'all don't, y'all can follow the podcast on Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Breaker, Radio Public, Podbean, and Podcast Addict. Shout out to Anchor. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, Romero Tudor. Shout out to the Facebook movie group, The Cinemaniacs. And shout out to the Facebook movie group, The Horror Virus. And last but certainly not least, shout out to the Tudor viewers, the listeners, the lovers, the supporters out there. And people, I think they dropped another teaser trailer today. They dropped a teaser trailer for this movie called Becky. I don't know if anybody's seen it. It's kind of like if Home Alone was gender swapped and rated R, like a hard R rating. Becky was that movie where I don't know if Kevin James and his crew were playing neo-Nazis or some shit, but his eye got torn out and Kevin James did a fantastic job playing an intimidating villain. I never thought he could pull it off, but that movie showed me that these comedic actors got dark sides that we don't never want to see on some real shit. But they dropped a teaser trailer for Becky Part 2, and I see Sean William Scott is in there. So if Stifler's in there getting his ass kicked by Becky all up and down the treehouse and all the other traps she set up, then I'm all for it, man. I'm tempted to do a trailer reaction for it, man. But yeah, man, definitely be on the lookout for that. I think I'll test the waters with it. I think the trailer was like a minute and so long. Can't hurt, man. I didn't do a trailer reaction or a final trailer reaction for Scream 6. Scream comes out Friday. I feel like I've done you know, enough trailer reactions. I just promoted all the commentaries from 1 through 5 that I've got up and running. If anybody wants to listen to those to gear up for my, you know, Scream 6 review. And tomorrow night, me and Johnny Zuko will be on RNZ Live, and we will be discussing the entire Scream franchise for our lead up to review Scream 6. So make sure y'all tune in on Instagram Live tomorrow night. Well, actually, tomorrow afternoon, his time, 4 p.m. his time, 7 p.m. my time. We'll be on Instagram Live on RNZ Live, man. And also, while I shout out Johnny Zuko, make sure y'all check out his podcast, Bumping the Night Podcast 1428 on Podbean and wherever else y'all get y'all podcasts, man. And y'all already know, man, the love and support that y'all show me, I show it back to y'all tenfold and then some. So with that being said, people, yours truly, Romero Tudor. Another episode of Tudor Reviews in the can. I'll check y'all on the next one.